We're up to Simukuf Samach Aleph. It's fundamentals of Ribbis. Tonight we'll probably go on more of the Kololim, a little more academic than Halakha L'maisa. Obviously there's going to be a lot of Halakha L'maisa in Kesa, but we're going to get more of the Kololim, the Yisoidis between Ribbis Ktutza, Ribbis Derabonon, Avak Ribbis, I'm sure was discussed in the past. Just as a general, I think what deserves a Hakdama here is, we all know that Halva B'Ribbis. I lend you $100, I'm not going to give you back $110, that's Halva B'Ribbis. Yet if I'll sell you 100 items in order for you to pay me $110, that's not Ribbis. That's a regular Mechira. I'm allowed to charge for Mechira. That's a Dava Parshat. Now we also know, let's go, Halva is not necessarily by Mois. I could have a Halva by Peris. I could lend you 100 pounds of Peris in order to be paid back with 110 pounds of Peris. And that's also Ribbis Teraisa. It's Ribbis Ktutza. What is the Hagdara? And this is like a $1 million question. What is the Hagdara? How do we differentiate between Ribbis of a Halva and Ribbis of Mekach or Memkar? I'll give you a simple case of Mekach or Memkar just to... If I sell you something, let's say it's worth $100 now, and I tell you, you could either pay me $100 today, or if you'd like, pay me $110 next week. And maybe what we call 210 at 30 without getting into the Shiloh, but simple. Either pay me right now, it's $100, or next week it's $110. That's also Ribbis, but it's only Ribbis to Rabbanan. We're going to learn tonight the differences between Ribbis to Rabbanan, which is called Avak Ribbis, and Ribbis Ktutza. One of the major nafkaminas is that Ribbis Ktutza is Yaitze B'dayanim, Bezin is Chayiv Machayiv to return it, Mashenken Ribbis to Rabbanan, Avak Ribbis is not Yaitze B'dayanim. Myself, Achiv Lotzis Dei Shemayim, we're going to discuss, but it's not Yaitze B'dayanim.
What about the carrot? I tell you this thing costs $110. If you pay me right now, I'm willing
okay,
to...
Okay, so like I said, I don't get into the Shalat 210 at 30, but let me just get into the Klolam. So we know that by something which was Mekach or Memkar, even though it's clear that I'm charging you more because of I'm extending you credit, I'm extending you halva, so to speak. You really owe it to me $100 right now, and I'm telling you you can pay me $110 next week. That is a form of a halva. It's a form of a credit. I'm extending you money. Nevertheless, that's only derabanan. But when it comes with a halva, if I give you $100 for you to pay me back $110, that's already halva, and that's ribbis deraisa. How do we know when a halva is a halva and when something is really mekach or memkar? It's clearly not because halva is dafka mois. Like I said, you could do the same thing with those peris. And like I say, here's a pound of peris and pay me back next week a pound and a half. That's a halva b'ribbis and it's ribbis deraisa. And yet when I say here's a pound of peris and if you pay me today the price is $1, but pay me next week is $1.50, that's only ribbis derabanan. L'chayim, I'm also extending you credit on the exact same pound, the very same pound of Paris. What is the difference? And this is a very slightest fundamental question, chilek we have to get to, and you're going to see it's really machlokes. There are some who say the Chavos Da'as is medayik in the Shita Mekubetzes. It's not muskum. Rav Kivega has a different shot in that Shita, but the Chavos Da'as says that the Shita says the difference is what you say. They could do the exact same thing, but if you say halva, lend me a pound of Paris, or lend me money and I'll pay you back more, that's Ribbis, that's a real Avon, that's Ribbis Teraisa. If I tell you, sell me the pound of Paris and I'll pay you more, that's Mekach, and that's not part of the Torah. The Torah never asked Mechira, it's only Midir Avonin. It's whatever you say. That is Magdir, the difference between Avon and Mechira.
Back out of the deal so then it shows that it's
a... But once you took it, the deal is consummated either way. If I give you the pound of Paris and you're already Moshech at Yerushus, you made the kinyan on that pound, whether it was Mechir, whether it's Halva, you already coined it and you're Mitzchayiv to whatever the terms of the deal were. But it seems that the Chavos Da'as suggests, and we're going to see Nafka Minas, he says it's all totally in the Lashon. But from Kama V'Kama Rishonim and Poskim, they say it has nothing
to... What's the difference between paying me now and then? I'm charging you more then because Aganatka, because I'm waiting?
It's clear, isn't it? Why am I charging you more? Because I'm waiting. I'm charging you more, so that's Aganatka. If you'd pay me today, only charge... Well, Zakhin Alav B'Mov is Zikr Ribbis Deraisa, even by Mekka Mekka. It's not Zakhin Alav B'Mov. I'm telling you, I'll sell you this item, and you can pay me next week, and of course, an extra
$10. This is still mine? Now it is?
But it's all, this is the deal of the Mechir. We discussed these terms before you actually are Meshach the Chayfitz. I'm telling you, this is the deal. You know, cash or credit has two different prices, and if you go with the credit, you're going to have to pay me more. So it's a new price for the Chayfitz. So the Chavizdat says that the Shita holds it's all totally. The whole distinction is whether it's you said the Lashon Ava or you said the Lashon Mechira. Like I said, the most Paiskim in the Rishonim and Mavur has nothing to do with the Lashon. If I take money and I say, you know, I won't lend you the $100, but I'll sell you the $100 that you owe me $110 next week, that's Ribbis Teraisa. It has nothing to do. I mean, it's not like this Shad of the Shita. So what is the Chilek? What's the Hagdara? So the Chavizdat comes up with a beautiful Chilek. It's a chiddush, but it's a beautiful chiluk. He says the following. He says, in order to have hava by its very nature means that you get something and you give back that very same item. I get peris, I give you back peris. I get money, I give you back money. If I get peris and the deal is I have to give you back money, or vice versa, I get money and the deal is I have to pay you back with peris, since it's not the same min, that is mechira. Mechira is when you sell and buy, it means you would rather have this item instead of this. I'm taking this item and I owe you payment in return. Or faket, I want to buy your money, for example, and I'll pay you with peris. I'm buying your money. I, for some reason, need your money and I'm paying you back with peris. But if I buy, so to speak, money, and I pay you back with money, that's not a mechira. That's the exact same item. So what you're doing is you're borrowing. You need it for some time, and you're willing to repay me that very same item at a later date. And so too by peris is Ribbis Teraisa. If I borrow a saw of peris, and I pay you back at a later date, more than a saw of peris, that's the same min. It's not a mechira, that's a hava. So it's a nesivus, is it the exact same min or a different min? And therefore, even though the tour over here is mashman light, not like the Chavizdat, even the tour has a general cloud. Bein mois for mois, bein mois for peris, when peris for mois, no matter what, it's ribbis deraisa. So the Chavizdat, it's not shot in the tour. You can't read the tour literally, because if it's mois for peris, or peris for mois, that's a mechira. What does the tour mean? The tour means that I'm really giving you mois for mois. I'm giving you $100 for $100, and you're legging two, the ribbis is in the form of peris. So I say, here's $100, I'm willing to lend you $100, if you give me back $100 plus a pound of peris. That's in the Chavizdat, that's about the ribbis deraisa, because it's money for money, so that's a hava. And anything extra in return is considered ribbis. What the extra doesn't have to be the same thing. What we need to do, what differentiates, what determines whether it's hava mechira is the keren. Are you giving me back the same min and that makes it hava? Or are you giving back a different min for the keren? Is a repayment in a different kind and therefore it's considered a mechira? That is the Chavizdat's chiddush. And it's mavul like that in Rishonim, in the sugyo, kama Rishonim and mavul like that. Maybe with a slightly different tam than the Chavizdat, but I didn't go into it. But the Nakuda is, if it's a different min, it's automatically considered a mechira. If it's the same min, it's considered alva. And like I said, it has a difference whether it's a derais or derabonim, means whether you have a chiyav to be yitzvah dayonim or not.
If it's like the Chavizdat, he gives him $100, and he says, pay me back $110 worth of peris.
If they pay me back a pound and a half of peris, if they pay $110 worth of peris, you know, that I don't know, because that means really maybe you're going for the money. It could be debatable, but at least if I tell you, pay me back a pound and a half of peris, which happens to be worth $110, but the Chavizdat, it's only going to be Nisa Durabonin. Comes along a third Mahalach, and that's Makar Maim Chaim, and he argues with the Chavizdat. He goes back to the first Mahalach, so to speak. He says it's totally in the Losh and the Shtegel, but he legs to another Nakuda. And Batsim, the reason why you say it is like an added thing is because really that addition that he adds really could go with either pshat. He says that a halva is something that is nitin lahitza, something that's going to be used up, something that's going to be either you're going to spend it or eat it up. If I give you a pound of fruit and you plan on eating that pound, so that is considered a halva. I'm lending you for the time, use the fruit, and tomorrow pay me back with something else. But if I give you an item that's lasting and you just need it for the shtamshes, let's say his case, which we're going to see, if I give you an eved, if I lend you, quote unquote, I lend you an eved, and the terms are you have to give me back two avadim, that he says, that's not considered a halva. Because that's not nitin latzoi. You're not eating up the eved, you're not killing the eved. What you borrowed, so to speak, you took the eved to use. So that's a purchase. When you take an item to use, that's a purchase. When you take something to spend, to eat up, that's considered a halva. Now he happens to say it in the first pshat, that in order to have halva, like him, you need two tanaim. A, you have to say a lashon halva. And B, it has to be something that's spendable, that you're going to be machala, like fruit or money or whatever. But
the other way, it's a schiris. That case with the eved is a schiris. It's like, I'm giving you my Evid, and you pay me back. Give me back my Evid.
If I'll have to, if you're giving back this very same Evid plus extra, you're right. That is a schiris. But if I tell you, give me back two different avodim. Here's
different.
Right. Here's this Evid, and here's Tom, and give me back Frank and Jerry. That's something else. That's a mechira going on. That's what he says. And we don't view it. What do you mean? I took a pound of payers, I took a pound of avodim, and I paid you back with a different 2 pounds of avodim. No, that's not considered avod, because it's not something that you spend or you eat up or you it's something that you mishtamish with. You need it for its services, but not something that you machala. And that's an extra tana that he says. Now, he happens to say it in the first prayer, but l'chayra, if you want to, because he happens to have a dik in the Rosh, l'chayra could combine the two perhaps with the Chavis Das, because ik is like the Chavis Das, and say that in order to have avod, you need it to be the same min plus something that you machala. The Chavis Das clearly doesn't hold like the Makor Ma'akayim, but you could say that too. It means it's a really a freestanding variable that he adds on to the equation. What we had, it was the Shita who says the Tolling in the Loshen, and the Chavis Das says the Tolling on what min you're giving back. Now he throws in a third thing, in order to have alva, it has to be something that you plan on spending or using up, not something that you're being mishtamish with. And it's going to be nafkaminis, which we'll see, I mean, as you go through the simen and other cases, you're going to see throughout that there could be nafkaminis between these pratim, clearly, where it's going to be a derais or derabonin. Okay.
This is a derabonin.
Makom HaChaim holds that avodim is not shayach to create. The Rosh says, he's really coming from a Rosh. The Rosh says, it's not shayach to mashal ois a halva beribis by avodim. Midrabanan Pasha is going to be also, but he says it, which we'll see in the first sif. But he says it's not shaykh to create such a havah berivis. Now everyone wants to know why not? Why can't he create havah berivis by avodim? So the Makor Ma'akayim says because avodim is not spendable, you don't use it up. So if it's not havah, and the Chavis Das to address his kasha uses his shita, and he goes agav agav chedesh. He says that in order to have havah, you need it to be the same min. And he says that that's very nice, a pound of fruit. I give back another pound of fruit. It's all fruit. I borrow a box of paper, and I give you back 2 boxes of paper. It's all paper. It's all the same. Now, Shekin Avodim, that every Evid is different, he says by its very nature, the structure of Avod, every Evid is different. So therefore, it always blives like 2 different meaning. So like the Chavis Das says, when you borrow an Evid, and you give back 2 different avodim, the reason why it cannot be a avod or raiso is because all avodim are different. Every single person is different, and therefore it's not considered the same min, even though they're both avodim. And he says it by karka as well. He stretches it, which we'll see, he stretches it to karka. If I lend you, so to speak, you can have lot A, that's my avod to you, and I'm paying you back with lot B and C, and lot B and C is worth more than lot A, you know that's not avod or raiso, because every piece of land is worth, every location is different, every land is different, and therefore it has to be, by its very nature, a different min, and therefore it's only considered a mechira, which is also midrabanan, but not midraiso. If I give him $100,000, and
he wants to show that he has $100,000.
So it's like a pekodin.
So then according to this, it's not
Laitzah. If it's not in Laitzah, there's a Gemara got it with Rav Chava. But yes, you could start working that might not be a deraisa. That might be just a she'ela. I'm not spending it. I'm using a chala leroy's way, like the Gemara says, and I'm doing it to show off or whatever it is, so that in a kanami, that might be only a she'ela. And if you want to pay for it, that might be a skiris. The question is, why then can't you be say, come on? And really, it's a sugya which we'll have to address as we.
Apples and oranges are one minute.
Two minim. Kakoyas are two minim.
The same
minim? I mean, apples and oranges, I think, is even better. That's two minim in Kala Tergula, much like Mecca Kamemka, blibes like two minim. And other things are blibes like two minim. I would assume the Dava Pasha, that should blibes like two minim. And therefore, in a Konami, it won't be an Itzad Arais, it'll only be a Itzad Rabbanon, and therefore, it will not be Yitzad Vidayonim. Sorry? Paris for Mois, or Mois for Paris would only be the Rabbanan. And that which the Torah said not like that is because it really means Paris for Paris plus throw me in an extra dollar as rivets. So if the Havod was Paris for Paris, an extra dollar is the rivets. Or $100 for $100 and throw me a pound of Paris as the rivets, as the compensation. But in the economy, Paris for Mois or Mois for Paris would only be the Rabbanan.
I give you a plate, give you a brand new plate, and you give me back 2 the same exact other style, shape, color plate.
Same exact? So look, that would be Rivas
Deraisa. That wouldn't be like the avodim because you're giving back 2.
No, his vodim, the avodim, each one is unique.
It has to be different.
But a plate is look, mina yadua and mina yishava. But if something which is
different type of plate, 2 different types of plate.
An economy, if it would be a different plate, you're going to get, you know, this style and company, and we could argue that that's a different minhag in the Chanami. It would only be the Rabbanan. So, all right, let's start. Because you pay, it's not a yeah, one second, that's pashut, that if you do a chalif and it's motive, I trade you plates, I trade you fruit, you know, that's fine. It's because I'm giving you something today and I'm telling you to pay me back at a later time, tomorrow, and extra.
If I make the motive, what would really be able to hear in the cuts that I don't have? So you pay me.
No, then you might have a problem.
But the
third
is enough for me, because
if I'm
wrong, this is
mine.
I can't be
going
to bed before
this mine. Okay, that's a shayla. Even if I could be going, it might be still ribbis if I'm not going. All right, well, let's not try that. The agdara you have to get from here is that the ikul lechayr is like the chavis das, and what differentiates a mechir from a havah is if it's the same min, it's very nature, that's considered halva. It's a repayment of what I gave you, and if it's a different min, that's a mechira. That we made a purchase. You wanted this item, and in return you gave me something else, that's a mechira. That's a mechira. You're not giving shekel, you're giving it. If I want this item for that.
If I give you $100 and say that you have to pay me back $110, but you pay me back with payers, it's still going to be a ribbis.
Correct. If I make up $100 for $110, you're giving me back payers 100%. Because the kitzvah that we made was dollar for dollar, right? All right, let's start Sif Aleph. Let's get into this a little bit. Kol dava, everything, to a very powerful lashon, you'll see what it means. Kol dava, everything, asa luvois b'tosefes. You're now allowed to borrow it, b'tosefes, with the terms that you're going to pay back something extra. V'afilu b'pachas mishava pruta, even if that tosefes is only pachas mishava pruta, I'm going to say, I'm going to give you a dollar and pay me back, which is not shayek really in today's economy, because a shavar pruta today is about 3/4 of a penny, and we don't have a coin, a denomination less than that. But let's say if it'll be in Eretz Yisrael, and I say, you know, lend me a shekel and pay me back a shekel plus one agura, yeah, that will be a pachas mishavar pruta, and in the Chanami, the Mechaber is coming to say that it's still considered asa mida araisa. Yesh iser ribis is still asa mida araisa. Aval ein mitzin asa b'dayonin, but in a case where it's pachas mishavar pruta, we're not mitzin b'dayonin. Yeah, let me just do the Ramah, and I'll get back to the Mechaber. Klolo the ribis, Dr. Ramah, general klal, the choshu aga nata, anything which is aga, which is schar, for nata, for hamtona. You're paying extra for the hamtona, for the ability to keep the money for a time, for a period of time. Also, bein shu derek mekach, whether it's derek mekach, like our case, I sold you something to pay me back later at a higher price. Bein shu derek halva, it's irrelevant, both are also, the nafkamina is just, alusha b'derek mekach enorak avak ribis, derek mekach is avak ribis, which is only midirabonim, whereas avo is ribis midiraisa. What's the lashon avak ribis? Rashi in Sukkah says that avak means the dust of ribis, so he gives a moshe, niklash menachteshes. So it's not the ikka hadava, but it's the shirayim of the dava. It's not the ikka, it's the ribis in the Torah, but it's the shirayim, it's the avak of the ribis, that's avak ribis. Hava is ribis deraisa, derech mekach is avak ribis. Now really derech mekach, we have two cases of derech mekach, two classical cases I should say. One is the case I gave you, that really an item is only worth $100. I say, pay me $100 today or $110 tomorrow, so I'm charging you more for the hamtana. So that's one case of ribis derabana, avak ribis of mekach or memkach. But you could have the inverted case, which is also avak ribis. I tell you like this, I'm going to sell you goods which are going to be first delivered in 30 days from now. If you pay me on delivery, let's say couches, furniture, if you pay me on delivery, it's going to be $1,000. If you pay me today in advance, I'll give it to you for $900. So you're giving me $900 now for something which I'm going to in return give you $1,000. I'm giving something more than you are giving me, and then I'm going to give it to you in a later date. That's why I'm giving you more. I mean, why am I giving you a discount? It's because you're giving me up front that I have the use of your money for that window, for that month, before I deliver the goods. That's also avek ribis. Could go either way. Either I charge you more because I'm giving you, extending your credit, or I charge you less because, like I said, you're extending me credit, so I think you're paying me early. Either one is avek ribis. Just the second case, what we call is paiskin, that you're giving me early. There are some heterim depending on the case, which Mietz Hashem will learn. But as a general rule, avik ribis v'derek mekach memkach could go either way.
It can sound like that. Even if the deal is, the second you take the money from my hand, you have to give me 10% more, then that's what though. The second you take the money out of my hand,
why?
It's not a hamtana.
Well, the person will say that if I lend you money and I tell you that you can pay me back, I'm going to lend you for whatever, $100, I say, pay me 110. If you want to pay me back today, it's still going to cost you 110. That they say, that's ribus daraisa. Because you are paying me more for the amtana, even if you don't carry through with the amtana, but I gave you the ability to take the amtana. So even though you don't use it, but if I tell you, here's $100, and you don't have to pay me back till tomorrow, and that's why I'm charging you an extra $10, that $10 added cost was for the amtana. Now, whether or not you actually paid, good, but whether or not you actually paid me today and didn't use the hamtana because you didn't need the funds or not is irrelevant. But the deal was structured that you have the ability of the schus for the hamtana, and that more is a payment for the hamtana.
But okay. You don't speak out of this guy.
So we're going to see that there are halachas later on, there are hetem. I just want to give you the classic case. Rather, the other way also, if you don't speak out the added charge, we'll also have a hetem under certain situations. Like if I sell you something, you pay me in a month and it's 110, even though it happens to be worth 100 today, there might be mutter depending on certain variables. But let's wait for that simon. There's a whole simon on these in Yonim. But basically is that Derek Mekuk and Memka, you have two cases. That's Avak Ribis and Mashenkin Balvo, it's Ribis Deraisa. Now let's go back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, cold over Osulubos. What's the Mechaber trying to tell you? Cold over, everything is Osulubos. What are you trying to do? It's because there's really a Machloikis Rishonim. There's some Rishonim, Tosis Bereshim, who dash in a klal prada klal and says that there's no ribis deraisa by karka avodim vishtaris. That when it's made from the parish of Hava. That when it's made, and they don't have an Issa ribis. So Machloikis Rishonim, the Rashba, other Rishonim argue with Tosis, and the reason why, and the Maccabi is coming along to tell you, called of Osulubos to be koilel, not like Tosis, that even by karka, you're still going to be even Issa deraisa. By Havah Beribis. Now what's the case of Karek of Havah Beribis? So Taisi says that the case is, I lend you, so to speak, a land which has crops on it. Now I tell you, you could gezin to height, reap the crops, take it, take everything you want, harvest the crops, and pay me back next year with a land which has even more crops. So basically, even though it's Mechubil type of Havah, I'm lending you an acre worth of crops, in order that you should pay me back 2 acres worth of crops. That, Taisa says, is the case of a halva, would be a case of a halva by karaka. And he says, because it's a klal prada klal, it was nismite, and it's not awesome in the raisa. That's Taisa's ashita. Like I said, the Mechab is going not like Taisis and holds that too is also midiraisa and it would be a chiv right, of the dayanim. It would be yaitze b'dayanim because it would be a ribis deraisa. Now, even though the Mechab of Paskins like the Rashba, the Achrenim say, the Lichum and others say, the Heinzik as well, that since far as we did Machlekes Leinav, because it's really Machlekes Rishainim, so even though Lechere the Mechab was Machriya, but since there is a Goyin in Sivkon Aleph, which is Mashba, he argues with the Mechab, and the other Achrenim will argue with the Mechab, therefore it's a Machlekes, so since it's a Suffolk, you don't have to. It wouldn't be Yaitse B'dayonim, because it's a Suffolk, whether or not it's Ribis Ksutzer, whether or not it's a Ribis Deraisa, if it's a Suffolk, you're a Muxik, the Malv is a Muxik, he need not return the money. It's not yet within it. If you will be taifis it, if the leva will go ahead and chop the ribis back, then in the chanami the leva will be able to keep it because he could say kimli like the other yishanim, like the rashba, that it is ribis ksutin and yet within him. And you should know that's tam a klal gadol we should know because it's the shak talks about mamish at the end, of kufayin zayin. He brings out others to say not like him, but he passes like that, that when you have a shaila by a ribis ksutza, if you have a suffix midaraita, if you have a suffix, are you doing ribis ksutza or not? The Shach Paskins that has a regular gedarim of Chesher Mishpat that you could tie in a kimli and I need not give back the money. Others said not like that. Others say that what do you mean you have a suffik midaraisa, it's a mitzvah midaraisa to give back money, to give back the ribbis that you took. And if you have a suffik deraisa, you should have a chiv to give back the money. And they say that if you have even a suffik deraisa ribbis kutsu, you have a chiv to give it back. And the Shach Paskins not like that. The Shach Paskins that even by ribbis ksusa, a regular suffik is like just like klesha mishpat suffik. If you have a makloikis, you're muksik, you can keep the money. If you're in his typhus, okay, he's typhus. But when you have a makloikis, like this case, you have a makloikis, is this by kaka ribbis ksusa or not? So then the Shach holds that the mouth is allowed to hold on to it, but again, it's allowed to be typhus.
This case by karkas with payers only, right? Karka and karka, we said before.
So that's what, again, that's what the Chavis Das is trying to, and the Makor Mayim Chaim is, why did Tosis have to chap on a case that I lent you a land with an acre worth of crops? Why don't you say a simple case? I lent you one lot and you're giving back two in return. Again, with that same sheet that the Chavizdas Teretz is because it's two blights automatically like two different minim. Every character is different, and therefore it would be only a mechir, so it would never be a Nisa Daraisa anyway. And the other, and then the Makar Mankheim says because Kaki you don't spend, you're not Mechalit, so therefore it's not Avah. But that's really they're coming is try again a Deacon Taisa. Why do you have to chap on a mud in the case for? Teretz is because it's vital with this type of Svara. Now, even if we will go like Taisis, and we will say that there's no Issim Midaraisa because it was a Klal or Prada Klam, still the Ran says that it's Osim Midarabonan. I mean, it's not Mut, it's still Osim Midarabonan, and the Ran says the Svara because it's Loigora Miribis Devorim. Well, there's a concept of Ribis Devorim that is, that if I give you, if you look, you could see it, the end of Sefkot Aleph in the Goyin, he says that, Tulagorim Ribis Dvarim. There's a concept that if I borrow money from you, and a lot of places can hold that even a thank you is considered Ribis Dvarim. If I borrow money from you, and I pay you back, and I say thank you, that's Ribis Dvarim, and that's also Midaraisa. Like, whatever, you can go through the different sheets. Like, Taisa Midaraisa, we pass, it's only also Midarabonan. But it's still also. There's still a concept of Ribis Dvarim, which is also. It means Chazal asked anything extra, even mere words, even a thank you is considered extra as a payment more than I gave you. I didn't say thank you to you when I lent you the money, so when you give me it back and you tell me thank you, you're giving me something back extra, so therefore that's Ribis Dvarim. So Dr. Ran, even if you tell me it was an smite from a Kala Prada Klal, and there's no Ribis by Karka, but it's Loi Gora from Ribis Dvarim, I mean, you got something back in return extra than you, that you lent him, so about it's going to be awesome with the Rabbanon L'Kala Pachas. That's the Shita Zaran. But anyway, the Maise is either way. Anyway, it's a Safek Deraisa, because it's a Machlek Zishainim, but even like Taisis, it still would be also L'Kala Pachas with the Rabbanon.
The shopping you said about that shiloh, whether it's going to be a suffix after you're back, it could be this a deraisa. So every time you have a shiloh in a place you miss, but you have a suffix, it's a gazelos.
Yeah, that's the Velt Kasher of Shimon in a Kaname, and he said, because Issa stems from the Chiv Mammon. So you have to first decide the money, and then you could decide the Issa. When Shane came by Ribbis, they counter, and there's a rise from Rishonim like that, that it doesn't work like that. That the Svar is that what's mechayiv me to give back money is not, so to speak, the Mammon Shabbat, it's the Issa Shabbat that the Torah didn't want me to lend by Ribbis, and they want mechayiv me to give you back. It's like a payment. We're going to see later on in the Sefei that there's no Shibun Nechasim. If a Malva dies after he gets the Ribbis Ksutza, the Yoshim don't have to give it back. It's not a typical Mammon Dekachiv. It's not a Gezel or Mazik type of a Chiv. It's a new Chiv that Torah wants you to give back Ribbis. He wants you to give back Lachayosei. Torah wants you to pay back Ribbis.
It's only Ribbis.
So if you have a Suffix, so you have a Suffix Issa Deraisa. You have a Suffix Chiv Deraisa. Normally Suffix Deraisa L'chumra. That's what they say. And the Shach says, no. Like this word, that it really stems from the mammonis, and therefore you could tie the moksek. But that's the machlokes.
Who owns the ribbis before he pays back? Did the ribbis have malva owns in
there? That's also a good shaila. Apparently, just without knowing anything, l'chayr, the malva has to own the ribbis, l'chayr, because, like I said, there's no chiv on the yorshim and there's no shim on the chosim. So l'chayr, it would be the malva's to be mekadesh and nisha. L'chayr, that's what you have to say from these rais. But it is a tumult amongst the Paiskim. There is the Ritva and Zichaz and Nish. There's a lot of raid on it. How does it work? Ribbis Ksutza is a Chiv Chal. Let's say before you paid the Ribbis. And you made up to pay Ribbis Ksutza. So what's that? Did you taka owe the Ribbis Ksutza just you can't pay? Or the Torah was Mafki and now you don't owe the Ribbis Ksutza because you now let her pay Ribbis. And they go into the Ishaz and the Nafka Minis, and which we'll see in Yitz Hashem as we go through. Well, the Gemara Dashan said from a pasuk that it's Yetzu with the Yonim, whatever, it's a chiv to give back. I mean, really, it's Yetzu with the Yonim, but it's the same, one and the same.
The karka, if they lend you karka this year and for next year, right, if it's changed. My borrow karka this year, and I have to give you back next year.
The same karka?
Same karka with 2 years crops. Will they have a double the crop?
No, if it's the same karka, then it's really my crops.
I have a piece of karka, let's say, for example, right? And so you want to borrow this karka, and I tell you, give it back to me, but next year I want to have 2 acres of crops.
Wait 1 second. How much karka are you borrowing?
Same amount of karka.
So you're borrowing an acre worth of karka, so you're going to have an acre worth of crops.
Will that give me back extra karka?
No, the part was you're giving back the schus to eat crops on other karka. But it's crops, it's all peris. It's really the one and the same.
It has to be the same karka, right?
If I'm changing karka for karka, if the havah was on the karka, so to speak, so that's a mechir, because the chavetz chaim says it's never the same man. But if what I'm giving you is the achilis peris, And all peris are shava anyway. What's in this apple and that apple, if it's grown here, grown across the street? So if I give you this piece of land, which has an acre worth of crops, I'm going to ask that next year you give me your lot, which has 2 acres worth of crops, that would be a ribbis deraisa, because crops for crops, it's all the same thing.
Yes, speak up. If you pay for it now, it's cheaper.
In order to, by Mecca Kamenka, in order to be over the Rabbanan? Well, that we're going to see him yet to Shem. It could be Yatsashar Yadu or Yatsashar. Well, let's hold off on it. But that's the easiest case. That's a Vade no-no. If I tell you today it's worth $100, but you know, cash one price, credit is a different price, that's a no-no. Without saying it to Lahedjo, that we're going to see variables later on.
The choice is had a call about the call for the Mamayat Avodim. Why the call is about to come with a special
case? Oh, no. See, the Taisis says he's Mamayat Karka. And the Rosh says on Taisis that Taisis only use the Klal HaPrata Klal to be Mamayat Karka, because Avodim, you don't even need a Klal HaPrata Klal, because it's not even Shaykh to have a Havo Beribis on Avodim. That's what they're trying to say. But even the case of Taisis of Karka, he chapped on a mod in the case. You need a Taich for that also. Taisis is the same Taich, because it doesn't...
I understand what the Klal goes down
to. That's what he says. All right. If it's a Sufik Chiv Chazar, a Ribbis Ksusa gets with Dayanam or not, and the Makhlek is showing him like this case, if the Leiva is Taif. It's only Benodim Mamakam type of a Chiv, if you will take it to the extreme, then how is it Shaykh for you to be Taifis? If I don't really owe you the money, the reason I have to give you the money is because the Torah is Mechaymi to give you the money. Obviously, you. No, I'm saying, so how do you have a right to be Taifis? The Ribbis Ksusa back. You're not the Baal Dova. Vaistois, and you see for other things, like Abi Shruis and other things, Vaistois, that once the Torah was Mechaymi to give you back the money, makes you a shtickel of a Baal Dova, and makes you have a schutz money in me, maybe not in my Shiva Nechosan, in economy. You have to be magged to that, but it definitely needs beer.
Is the Ribbis to wear in the Shas Halvor also?
I borrow and I say thank you. Lechayer, why not?
We
why not?
Right.
Sorry?
We don't pass the thank you as a problem.
Why not?
I thought that that's the normal.
I know. I think thank you is a problem. Shlomo Zalman in his tshuvas, I believe in Mincha Shlomo Chelek Aleph, it's really not for tonight, it was drawn, but he says, he wants to say that maybe thank you is not a problem. And then in the second chelik, he was chayza, and he said, Avad, it is a problem. He found later on, I believe it was either Shulchan Al-Kharav, the Chacham Azadam, and other places in the Mincha Pasha, Avad, thank you is a problem. So that you think thank you enough for the Havah? For the Shtavah, so we have to think thank you for being Mishtavah. You don't say it, you thank you. When you get the Havah, you say thank you, especially since they usually say thank you when they pay back the Havah. So that, all right, but let's not get into the, really it's not a sugya for tonight, but we'll have to be magged at when we do Ribbis Dvarim.
Every Malva should say thank you. When he lends it, he should say thank you.
If you can say that thank you watches the other thank you, yeah. Well, Zika owes Hakar Satayv to the Leiva because he's giving him an opportunity to be Mekayim and Mitzvah Deraisa. So that's the price we want to say. If Yenis says thank you and you tell him back something like Nishtof, you know, different Lashonis that you negate his thank you, somehow you could neutralize the Ribbis Dvarim. Again, let's not get into Ribbis Dvarim. Let's try to move on. Again, let's go back to the Makaba. The Makaba says, "Vafilu b'pox mishav apruta yesh isa ribbis, av eimutin oisa b'dayonin." Now, like I said, the Makaba is going that all this is a Ribbis Deraisa. He didn't have the klal prada klal pashtis. Now, what would be by pox mishav apruta? The reason why Makaba had to say that is, again, because Taisis wants to use the klal prada klal to tell me that there's no isa ribbis on pox mishav apruta. Because at Ma'a Prada, it has to be a ribbis which is shav kethef, and not if it's pox mishav apruta. Makaba, again, seemingly would not go with the klal prada klal, and that's why there would be a chiyuv, or at least it would be an isa deraisa. The Goyin, however, says that the reason why this is also is not the regular lav, but avada. Yeah, klal prada klal, not klal prada klal, avada, you still need shava kethet, you need shava pruta in order to be over a lav the raisa of havar beribis. And the reason why it's also, even pokes mishava pruta, is that's chati shir, Gain says, just like in Kol HaTorah Kula, Chatzi She'er is also min HaTorah, like by Gezel, if someone steals Pachus Mishover Pruta, it's also Chatzi She'er. It's a Rav HaMagid who says then, so too Zog the Gain, and the Pshat HaMechaber is that it's also the Pachus Mishover Pruta, Yesh Issa Rivis, also an Issa Derais of Chatzi She'er. That's what the Gain says. And that's why he explains why the Mechaber says Emet Zinah Issa B'dayonim, because it's the same type of Svarah. L'choy, if there would be a Ribbis Daraisa, a regular Daraisa, why wouldn't you have the Chiv to give return it? So they're going, because really it's a Chatzi She'er. There was no Chiv HaShover, which was Misraba. It's Pachas Mishover Puta, whatever, by Gezel, by Pachas Mishover Puta. There's also no Chiv HaShover, maybe it's Mitam Achila, whatever the Svarah might be. So too over here, there's no Chiv HaShover Midaraisa to give back the money, and that's why Emet Zinah Issa B'dayonim. That's how the Goyin seemingly learns. The Shach, if you look in Sifkot and Gimel, the Shach says, he's coming to argue with the Lavush. Lavush said, the reason why it's Ein Matzin Oysa B'dayonin, even though it's Oysa Midaraisa, Lavush says, because like a general din is Allah and Chesh and Mishpat, and some involved, that on anything which is Prachas Mishavar Pruta, any claim of Prachas Mishavar Pruta, Bezin doesn't bother with it. Bezin's not Niskokin. It's like, whatever the Svar is up beneath their dignity, whatever the Cheshbon is, but Bezin doesn't have a Chiv to be Nizkak to something to Rogvi or Pachas Mishover Pruta. So to hear Zakhtar Lavush, that's why Emetina said B'dayonin, because it's Pachas Mishover Pruta. And the Shach argues, the Shach says it's not true, because even though Bezin doesn't have a Chiv to be Nizkak for Pachas Mishover Pruta, should they want to, they have the right to. On, in a regular Cheshbon Mishpat, if I have a Tzvi on your Lezen Mishover Pruta, and Bezin wants to force me to pay, they have that right. They could be Nizkak should they want to. Mashenkin over here, it seems Emetin is a B'dayonim, even if Bezin would like to. Another kasha the Shach is that there's a halacha over there that once Bezin is Nizkak for a Pruto, and the counterclaim was, let's say, Pachas Mishover Pruto, or an additional claim was Pachas Mishover Pruto, once Bezin is ready in Nizkak to the din of Dvarim between the two parties, then they ferize the din on all the tainis, on everything, even if one of the tainis is Pachas Mishover Pruto. And here it wouldn't be that way. If I have a tain on you for Mazik, and I also have a tain on you for this, and it's Pachas Mishover Pruto, for Ribbis Ksitsa Pachas Mishover Pruto, it seems to the Machab in Matinas of Adayanim, no matter what. So the Shach argues with the Lavosh, but he doesn't really explain, so what is Pshat? So like the Goyin, I just said, the Goyin holds that really there's not a regular lav. Really, for the lav, you need Shavar Pruta, and if it's Pachas Mishover Pruta, there's no Chiv HaShover. The Chavis Da says a whole different pshat. And there's enough communion. The Chavis Da says that Be'etem it goes with the regular Gedorim of Bezin Nizkokin. It means really, let's say there would be a Chiv HaShover. Really, Bezin should be Nizkokin. You have a Chiv HaShover in Pachas Mishover Pruta. But we have a Klal in Bezin Nizkokin. So the Chavis Da, a Klal. But sometimes Bezin could be Niskokin if they want to voluntarily, they have the right to be Niskokin. He says, here is much worse. Here it's different. He says, normally there's a Chiv Mamin. If I owe you a Pachas Mishover Pruta, if it's a Chiv Mamin involved, if it is a Shibun Nechosim, so you see it's a real Chiv Mamin, so then Bezin voluntarily has a right to be Niskokin even for Pachas Mishover Pruta. But this Chiv HaShover, which is not a real Chiv Mamin, the Araya, because you see, there's no Shiva in the Chosim. Bezin can't be Yotze to my Nechosim. They only could be Koifin Oisai to be Mekayim a Mitzvah Hashava. But they can't force me. If I'm not here, they can't be Yotze to my Nechosim without my permission. They can be Koifin Oisai. They can beat the living daylights out of the guy. But they can't take his money away from him by force. So you see, it's not a real Chiv Mamin. This type of Chiv, Bezin, it's not Kedai. They're not Koifin on a mitzvah, on a chatzi mitzvah kilo. They're not koifin on such a thing, which is a chatzi chiv, a Pachas Mishover Pruta, which is not a real chiv moment. So again, you see that this chiv hashav is not a real chiv moment, and he brings this raya because there's no shiv in the chosim. But it's really a vod of ein bezin niskokin. And therefore the nafka mina is, Dr. Chavez Das, if what would be if he borrowed the ribbis, and the ribbis was the shavar pruta, and he realized afterwards, and he was already paid, it was a ribbis ksutza, and he gave back a chatzi pruta. So he still owes back a chati pruta of ribbis ksutza. So if you would say the vod was normally because it was a mechila built in, it was a ribbis chati share, look, here we got a full share. By Gezel, for example, we paskin, by Gezel on Shin Samach, we paskin, if I steal a pruta, and I pay you back half a pruta, and I wasn't mekayim my full hashava yet, I still have a chiv on the next half a pruta, and bezin is kaifin, I say. So that would be numah, but Dr. Chavez Das, since the vod is a different vod, since the vod is that it's been, you know, the ain't niskokin to kavod, Bezin is not niskokin to a Pachas Mishover Pruta, so even if it started out as a sheer Pruta, but since now it's only Pachas Mishover Pruta, also Bezin would not be niskokin.
If you have a Sufik Diyar Reis, going back to the case, you have a Shah, we have so much beer and ice, and actually you don't, you're not related to the Dayot over there. Pshat is you're not allowed to be related to the Dayot to this point, because you might be...
You're not allowed because it's a topic. You're not because it's...
Because on the tzad that it's not rivers...
Then it's gazelon. If it's on tzad, it's not rivers. I'm not allowed to steal money from the malva.
Then you're gazelon.
Then bezin is... Right. Right, no, so that, well, that's why if it's a suffix, that's the shachot. If it's a suffix, the malva is muktzik. Well, if the malva wants to give it back to you, fine, but you can't force the malva to give it. And in the Brit Yudin Moshe Leitz, another nafkamina, so to speak, he says the other way around. What happens if you make two avos and each one had a fox mishav reputa worth of ribbit? So now I owe you really a pruta's worth of ribbit. I owe you a chati pruta from Malva A and a chati pruta from Malva B, but now in totality I owe you a shavar pruta, but it will be niskaken. But if you learn like the other pruta, there's no chiyav shavar, and each halva bezunda was no chiyav shavar, there won't be. So you can have nafkamina, but it's really not so practical, because we don't really have ribbit on pakas mishavar pruta. All right. Another Chiddush, again, even though it's not so practical, not so lemaisa, is that there's an Imri Bina. The Imri Bina says that this miyit, or this pakas mishavar pruta that doesn't have a chiv hashava, and some rishonim hold our nismai, don't even have a issa deraisa, so that's only by money. But if you make up, here's $100, and pay me back $100, plus a toy, a tchotchke, which is worth pakas mishavar pruta, a prize in a cereal box, whatever it is, which is worth pakas mishavar pruta, the Imri Bina wants to say that since it's in the form of a kli, every kli has chashivas. He brings it from Shavuos, we see that, it doesn't need the shiurim. And by other cases, he says there's a chashivas inherent in every kli, so if you make up a kli as a pakas mishavar pruta, that avada l'kuliyam will be awesome midaraisa, a regular alav. And then he starts having a suffix, will you have a chiv hashava? And he says that, which is halacha, which we didn't learn, which we have to show we will, is that if someone pays ribbis in the form of a kli, mi'ika adin, the malva need not give back the kli. You only have to give back the value. So he says that since the chiv hashava is not the kli, the chiv hashava is only its value, so its value now is only pakas mishavar pruta, so back to the din of einus kokan on the pakas mishavar pruta. But the lav deraisa, you were over, just like a regular lav with a large amount of ribbis, because the chashivas of a kli, even though it's pakas mishavar pruta, there is a chashivas and it's a regular ribbis. Okay. Now when the Ramah says kol deribis, the koshu aganata, koshu aganata. So pashtus, you look in Rashi, another Rishonim, the really it's a Gemara. Gemara says kol deribis, it's aganata. That's the kol. Really pashtus, what the Gemara is trying to do is to be koilel even aganata of mekochememke. This is very chiddush that the Ramah's fearing eyes, that there's such a thing called ribis derabon and avek ribis by mekochememke. That's because it's a kol, anything that you're getting aganata, scharam tona, even if it's derek mekokomemka, is also. That's Pasha Pshan. There is a sheet of Zoravid that says, kol, that loshen, kol of the rabbis, kol shu aganata, that klal is to be koila, to include, even when it's muto, but let's say you have cases that you're allowed to be poiskin ala peris. Let's say we'll have a case that I'll sell you something for 110 for tomorrow. Don't pay me today, you can pay me tomorrow, but it's worth 110. Even though today it's worth 100, but I don't say it clearly, and let's say it's not Yatzai Shar, whatever, what we need to make it ambiguous, that people don't see clearly the Hamtana, and makes it Mutta, but if you say it's Machmas the Hamtana, if you like to, oh, this is the reason why I'm trying to scar, 110 is for Shar Hamtana, that itself now will resurrect, and now it's a regular, it's a Ribbis to Rabbanim. It's, even when it's Mutta to be Paiskin, or it's Mutta to give Akdamas Mois, I pay you early, and therefore you give me a discount, but we don't reduce the discount, but if you say Lahedya, the reason I'm giving you a discount, because you're giving me the money up front, oh, that's already bingo, now you made a Shar Hamtana out of it, now you're going to make it now also Mid Rabbanim. That's the klal of the Rebbe, the kosher aganata, even even that's really should be mutter, but if you read duch that's for the hamtana, you're going to now make it awesome.
You remember being what you said before, as far as giving back with a plea. If you lend me money and I give it back with a rubber band or an envelope or anything like that.
My, over the thing.
That's not, because you have an envelope, which is a plea.
Plus the rubber band. I hear. I wonder, the rubber band you were giving is maybe for your...
Just
convenience.
Anyway,
it's maybe your convenience, but if you're doing it for yen, it has a shtamshit, but you should know, unless it wouldn't be worth a kli, but it's a pakas mishavar pruta, you still have an itza deraisa, or a tzavik itza deraisa, you could still have your shayla.
It's machine. You can throw it out. And
all right, but if you have a rubber band, which is a clue, you might make it even worse. Very good. Another thing is that we, just not to confuse, Derech Merkur Kamemka typically is where, like I said, where I charge you more for credit, or I give you a discount because you're giving me the money up front. That's the typical case. But it should not be confused with the following case, which happens occasionally. I'll sell you an item, and I'll tell you, you can pay me, let's say, next week, and it's going to, whatever, even if it will be the same price, pay me the same $100, or let's say pay me more of a boyfriend, that it's mutter to pay me more, whatever. But let's say, even here's a $100 item, pay me next week $100. So it's Derech Merkur Kamemka, and it wouldn't be a ribbis deraita. Even if I tell you to pay me $120, it would only be a ribbis derabanan. But what happens if I tell you, here's $100, pay me $120, $100 next week, and then when it comes time to collection next week, I say, you know, where's the money? You owe me now. Now it's time to pay. It's the man of parade. And you say, do me a favor. Could you extend the payment for another week? And I'll pay you, instead of 110, I'll throw in a, very happy you have the partner, I'll throw something into the deal. I'll give you this, or I'll give you extra. That's ribbis deraisa. Once you're marech the zman, means machmes the derech mekach, that was for the first man praying, whether it be 30 days, 60 days, whatever the time is. But once it was the gizman praying, and now you're asking for an extension, we paskin, so machmes the but we paskin that an extension of a loan is a loan itself. Means, let's say I lend you money today and I say pay me back next week, and comes next week and you don't have the money, and you're saying, do me a favor, extend the loan another week and you give me ribbis, that's ribbis deraisa. That's like the havar, a new havar took place then by the harakas hazman, and giving me anything for that harakas hazman is a tzitzis ribbis for havar. So even if the choyv was machmas mekach, but if now I'm asking for an extension with an extra payment of ribbis, that will be a regular ribbis deraisa. That's ribbis tzitzis, which is yet to be
the
yonim.
Between the, you have two separate loans, so
this
will be two separate loans according to that
family. Okay, yeah, it should be two separate loans. Lachaira. Alright. I may as well to talk about something, a geshmak, a chakav, a shayla amongst the poiskim, is that very often you have, I lend you money, I mean we have it very often, someone lends money and he makes a deal of ribbits. Let's see, obviously we hope he's a shaygik, he didn't realize there was a ribbis, but let's say a regular case, he lends money by ribbis, and then when it comes time to pay the ribbis, or after he took it, he extended the loan, all of a sudden the loiver becomes very righteous and says, oh, I asked my rabbi, but my rabbi said I can't pay you back the ribbis. So he took a loan for, let's say, a year, he borrowed $1,000 for a year, and asked at the end of the year to pay $1,100, and a week after he got the loan, he tells the guy, you know, I'm sorry, thank you for the loan, but I can't pay you that extra $100 because it's ribbis.
He
can't even tell him thank you, right. correct. So he has a problem here that he can't pay the ribbis. What's going to be? He wants to tell the Malva, I don't want it. Now the Malva says, look, you know, the only reason I was willing to let you have $1,000 for a year is because you're making my pockets, you know, you're oiling my pockets, you're giving me $100 at the end of the year extra, but stump to extend you a loan for, you know, I'm not a gemach, to give you a loan free for a year, I'm not interested. So the malva wants a taina, it's a mekach toif, it's a halvah betoif. I did the talk, I wasn't interested in halvah, I was only interested in halvah on the terms of ribbis. You're not giving me ribbis, I'm not interested in halvah. If I would sell you something, I'm going to ask that you have to pay me. Let's say it's Alva Nofak Azuze, we'll take it extreme. I want the money, that's the only reason I'm selling you. And then you say, oh, for some reason you can't pay me, it's a Mekach Toys. If I rent you something and you say, for some reason you can't pay me, it's a Mekach Toys. Let's say it's, again, Alva Nofak Azuze. If it's this is in the Etzim Halva, I'm giving you Halva with only terms what to give me ribbis. And now you don't want to give me ribbis, okay, but then give me back the Halva. Dr. Docker never wanted to give you the Halva. That is a Shaila Mansavai, it's a major Shaila. And the Beis Yosef, the Truvis Beis Yosef says that it's not a halvah b'tais. Tough luck, and the guy has to eat it, and he has to keep the halvah, extend the loan for a year. That's the Beis Yosef shita. So Mishlo Melech and Kavitas, others hold, they hold it is a halvah b'tais, and you have a right to get back the money. Because I died to the hawker, I was never interested in extending such a loan. And then there are other poiskim who like make a pshara between the two, and say the following. That when it's a hava midaraisa, it's a hava beribis deraisa, it's a real issa, which ribis deraisa is an issa, sai for the malva, sai for the loiva, So another napkin to ribbit rice with rabbanim. Ribbit the rice is only ribbit rice has it's a side for the malva, side for the loiva. Ribbit the rabbanim, most ribbit the rabbanim are only us on the malva, not on the loiva. So he wants to make the following chilek. Where it a ribbit the rice, so the loiva cannot pay, even if he wanted to pay, he's not allowed to pay. It's also for him to come through and carry through with the terms of the deal. So tava b'tayis, you can't come through with your end of the deal because you don't want to pay me ribbit. It's also, right? You just spoke to your rabbi. It's also, so you don't want to pay me. You don't want to pay me. So that's, you're negging on your agreement. So therefore, it's avah b'tayis. But where it's only ribbit to rabbanan, where the loiva be'etzem has a right to pay. It's a chiva on the malva. It might be the loiva might have an issa lefneiva, but it's only an issa on the malva. The chazal only asked the malva from taking ribbit. So there they want to say that it's not avah b'tayis. Because the loiva says, mitzad me, if you want to accept the money, I have no problem paying. I'm willing to keep my terms of the deal, so that if you can't make a mekatayis on it, you don't want to accept the money because you have an issue involved.
I'm saying that over here. Okay, here's different. You're the guy who had that not given the rabbi some money.
Right, okay, that's a sicko problem. I agree. Those are the three shitas. Comes along an Imre Yosha with, like, from left field, a blitz, and says, Ad kan, this home, or he suggests, actually the Shoyal suggests, that Ad kan, this home achloikis is only negel when everyone knew that there was really an issue involved. And they succumbed to the Yetzihara, to Malva Beribis anyway. But if they were unaware that the transaction involved in this Ribis, even in this Ribis, the Rabbanon, and now they found out about it, that he wants to say is Mamish Atoyis, had they known there would have been an Issa involved, they would have never wanted to go through with the deal. Means the whole machloikis is if the Toyis is that I'm not getting paid, you're not fulfilling the terms of the agreement. So the Shaila, did that make it a Mekach Toyis, a Havob Toyis or not? That's the three Shitas. But he's coming from a new thing. I have a non-Sahadi that had I known there was an Issa involved, I would have never wanted to go through the deal. So therefore, it's a non-tzadi that makes it into a havah b'tayis. Mitzad the issa shabai. Not mitzad, you're not fulfilling your terms of the ribbit. Even if you're willing to fulfill the terms of the ribbit. So the problem is, the issa, I would never, a non-tzadi, I would never want to be over an issa the rabbanon. Even issa the rabbanon, I would never want to be over to make havah b'ribbit. And if a non-tzadi, it's not havah, and it only is like the moisa pekadim b'yodai. And then Yeshua tells the shoyal at the end that he's not so convinced that you can make a mekach toyis, a havah b'tayis, out of isurim. And he said, correct, and they bring the Akronim, very good, excellent. The Akronim bring a raya that you see by Mekach Toyis. If you buy an animal and came out that it was a trefah, it makes a Mekach Toyis. You know, nothing wrong with the animal, it's just an Issa and Val.
Yeah, so, better case than that.
Oh, yeah, what's the better case?
The fast case goes ladies in the restaurant with the blood, right?
No, the other guy was a Mechila.
No, but he's saying the pshat is that she's a Michael. Why is she a Michael?
Because
what's the choice? The choice is either you're a gun and being Mishtamish.
Right.
Good.
So that's a mechila. She made a business decision at that point to be moichel.
Right.
But here we're talking about, had I known there would have been an issa involved, I would have never wanted to do the deal. Here that lady made a wise decision given the two opportunities. She took the better of the two evils. Right. But here we're talking about that it was a non-tzadi. Had I known that there would have been an issa involved, I never would have gone through the deal. So that might make him into our vobotois. And the Mirjoshim, because Peter, same one says, he's taken to you, he said, look in the Minkos Pitam, you see it's not so partial. It's a major machlokes if you can make a non-tzadi out of Yisurim. And we're going to really discuss a similar type of a shal in Sif Beis as well from a Machna Frayim. But why am I telling you that you're going to have cases that it's a major nafkamin and that Shaul and Rami Yeshua try to pull it off as well? Where, just a simple case, you have a case where a person wants to buy a house, doesn't have the money, a classical case in Lakewood, I'm sure all over, you get these at least once a week. A guy wants to buy a house, doesn't have the money, goes to his friend also doesn't have the money, but his friend has equity in his house, says, you know, I'll do you a favor, I'll take out a home equity line on my house, and here's the money, and pay back my home equity line. So that's Ribbis Deraisa. Because what it is the bank only recognizes me. Let's say I have the home equity line. Only recognizes me as the loiva. I'm the one who's responsible to repay the loan to the bank. And I, in turn, take that money and lend it to you. So there's a second havah going on. One from the bank to me, second from me to you. It's a separate havah. And with ribbis, that you should pay back the bank that extra percent. This is a regular ribbis. Suits a ribbis. It's also mederaisa. And then when it comes time now to the deal, can the malva now, okay, well, if that's the case, I'm not willing to extend you now for 30 years or whatever it is on your house. If you're not going to pay and cover my home equity line, then I want repayment immediately, so I shouldn't get burnt every single day to my home equity line.
And that's going to be a shaila, this shaila, whether the malva now could force the loiva an immediate repayment of the loan and claim that it was a havah b'tayis. Had I known, I would have never given. Had I known that you weren't going to pay me the ribis, or had I known that there would have been this involved, I would have never extended this loan in such terms. And if it's a havah b'tayis, and give me back. And if you could say that, then you have certain hetayim that the malva could force the loiva to sell him part of his house. You could start working on aces, fixes out of the problem. Yes, yes, and no, depending. Certain hetiskas you might not be able to do, but yes, there might be an ether to make a hetiska on certain situations. Consult a competent authority to see if you can make a hetiska there. But yes, on certain times you could. But generally speaking, it's a maisa b'choyam. A guy says, I should now eat it. I'm losing out. The only thing is I was doing you a toiva, but that is ribis deraisim. And agav, just while we're on the point, you should know that it is ribis deraisim, even though the malva is not directly benefiting anything from the loiva. He's only taking the very same ribis that he's receiving from the loiva to pay up his home equity line. That's still ribis deraisim. Because there's two separate havos going on. I'm sure Ari must have discussed this last month, that there's two separate havos. I have my chiv to the bank, then there's a chiv from me to you, and that's part of it's going to be a ribis deraisa. All right, good luck.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.